Nicely with Martin Besser.
Before I wrap up the sport, we've got somebody that we desperately want to talk to and hear from. And Kobus Visa joins us on the line now. Kobe, it's been too long, brother. Thank you so much for joining us. Your thoughts on that? You had a lot to say on social media after the match.
Not really, Paul, and I should say to you, my friend, but I think disappointing to say the least. You know that the old cliche of, an ugly win is better than a beautiful loss and also and so forth and so forth. It yeah. doesn't count really if you're the world champions. I mean, there's so much expectation and should be. The crowds were packed in Loftus and it will be in the next two games. People were waiting for this test series and to see South Africa play again. And I say again, the world champions, it's simply not good enough. We were lucky to beat them on Saturday. They've been made up as a very bad, well side. They just lost against Italy a couple of months back. Yeah. And we were, it was not a great game of rugby with so many experienced players. So people expect more, fans expect more from the world champions, and rightfully so.
And you also mentioned on Twitter something about the ball not going to, we've got two of the best wings in the world. Never mind the centres. I mean, I look at Lukanyo Arm and Damian De Allender, they didn't see much of the ball.
Well, it's been this sort of pattern for the last 3 years. Yes. People are like, we've won the World Cup with this sort of game plan, but everybody knows this game plan now. Why then bother picking world-class players at the wing? Of course, tactical kicking is part of the game. Yes, of course it is. But when it really suits the specific ball, if you turn over ball, if there's good ball, why not spread it wide? Why not play and use the talented wingers at the back? The All Blacks also use tactical kicking, of course. But they also score some brilliant tries. I watched them play against Ireland on Saturday. And when the time is right, they make use of the talent on the outside. They make use of a fullback joining the line and so forth. I think we're a bit rusty. Of course we are. And we will be better against the Welsh in Bloemfontein and in Cape Town. But we need to up our game. And we need to start giving the youngsters we pick, the talent that's come through, give them game time. How do they gain experience if they don't play?
Ja, dit is 'n interessante perspektief daar, Kobus. Ek bly jy noem dit, want ek was ook hoogs krities gewees oor daai skop game. As jy Faf sien, dan gaan hy skop. Maar soos jy sê, dit het die wêreldbeker vir ons gewen, maar dit is net nie vir my, dit is vir my mooi om te sien nie. Ek weet nie, dit raak vir my vervelig.
Jy sê, maar dit is net ons spel afwissel ons. Iemand sê, ek sien op sosiale media, ja, maar met ons, die All Blacks, ons kan nie vergelyk met die All Blacks, maar ons doen. Ons het nog altijd, as van het jy kan nie kies, wie wil jy speel? Jy wil die All Blacks spelen. En ek weet vir feit die All Blacks spelen diezelfde soort. Want Patrick het al my baie gesê, we do not regard ourselves as two All Blacks if we haven't played the Springboks. This is the ultimate test match. No disrespect to Ireland, to Scotland, to Wales and the rest of the guys. But this is the ultimate barometer, the ultimate game you want to play. And die All Blacks wissel hulle spel af, Martin. Ek wil hê die presies is hulle. En moet ek my vertel dat meer talent is ons nie. Ons het 10 keer meer spelers. So kyk die talent uit weerkom elke jaar op skole vlak. Talent we have in abundance.
Absolutely. And as you say, the reason why there was so much pressure on the Springboks for this one is, it's the first one in the while. It's also the first outing in front of us as world champions. So you kind of wanted them just to absolutely draw
to be world
the Welsh
champions.
And to be, just to look like world champions. And they honestly didn't. But, man, nou ja, hier is ons, dit is 'n wen. Wat dink jy gaan gebeur teen die All Blacks?
Well, kijk, natuurlijk, as jy gesê, voor die oude story, as jy die trui aan, die groen trui, en jy speel in die ouwens oorkant, jy met die swaar trui, dan lig die ouwens hulle kyk. Dit is so, geskiedenis wys dit. Ek het nie bekommerd, ek sê nie, ons nou nie, kunt met die badwater uitgooi, en panikeerig raak, nie glad nie, hoe genaamd nie. But simply, just a win is not good enough, if you're the world champions, we have far more talent, we have far more to show the rest of the world.
In positives, Kobe, Willemse, Damian, dat is een jong wiese op die veld, wat goed gespeel het.
Ja, for seker, Colin, I mean, there's a lot of positives, but unfortunately, you've got to lift out to be honest about the negative things as well. So, but as klom spelers, want as klom ons op die bank, hoe kom gebruik, hoe sê, hoe geef jy vir die kans, Damian het uitstekend gedoen, maar ons het nog altijd geweet, Damian is een talentvolle speler, hy het sy posities van die, want hy het opgestaan, hy het sy tanger hand opgesteek, onder druk, goeie skop gelaat enzovoorts. Maar ons moet seker maak van ons keuses. Ons met die regte ouens op hulle plekke kies. Ek vra soos, waar is Apelele Vasie? Ek dink is die beste om op 15 in Suid-Afrika. Hoekom kry hy nie speelkans? Ons moet ophou om spelers uit posisie te speel as ons spelers het op die bank wat spesialiste is in daai spesifieke posisie.
Kobus Visser, baie dankie vir jou tyd. As jy weer hierson Gauteng is, kom kuier. Ek weet ten minste daai oggend gaan ons lekker koffie drink. Dankie vir jou.
Guaranteed, Martin, guaranteed.
Kobus Visser, jy is 'n legende, baie dankie vir die chat hoor. Alles van die beste.
Cheers, julle, lekker bly.
Cheers, Kobus.
Bye.
Kobus. Catching up with Kobus Visser. Thanks for that caller. That was awesome hearing from the legends. Yeah, I hadn't spoken to him in a while, so it was great.
Yeah, Kobus Visser op die lyn, as jy weer wil hoor, ons vir 'n bietjie later post daar op Audio On Demand.
Download it now. All the latest updates on the Jacaranda FM app.